Europe. German politics. The old pretender. Friedrich Merz is in pole position to take over as Chancellor next year.
Friedrich Merz is doing it, and I'm fine with that. This brief statement by Markus Söder, head of Bavaria's governing Christian Social Union, or CSU, was enough to confirm what had long been clear, that Mr. Merz, leader of the centre-right Christian Democratic Union, or CDU, the CSU's larger sibling, would be the party's joint candidate at next year's federal election. Mr. Merz will thus lead the Conservatives' bid to unseat Olaf Scholz, the Social Democratic, or SPD, Chancellor. The decision was no surprise. Mr. Söder, a mercurial sort who has never worked out how to convert his regional success into the national leadership he craves, was bowing to the inevitable. Many in the CDU blame him for hobbling the CDU/CSU's disastrous election campaign in 2021 by endlessly sniping at Armin Laschet, who had defeated him for the nomination. At a hastily assembled joint appearance in Berlin on September 17th, Messrs. Merz and Söder made it clear that debacle would not be repeated. Germany's election is due on September 28th. 2025. That leaves Mr. Merz, who has bags of parliamentary experience but none of the governing sort, a year to introduce himself to a sceptical electorate. Germans are deeply unhappy with Mr. Scholz's government, leaving Mr. Merz in position to steal his crown. The CDU/CSU is polling at around 33%. More than the combined figure for the three parties in the disputatious traffic light coalition, comprising the SPD, Greens and Liberal Free Democrats. The CDU did reasonably well in two state elections in Germany's east earlier this month, but will probably have to govern with awkward partners. A sprightly 68-year-old private jet-owning millionaire with multiple lives in politics, business and law, Mr. Merz has shifted the CDU, the party of Angela Merkel, rightward since taking the reins in 2022. Two previous botched bids to lead the party and a reputation for arrogance and bluster left many in the CDU wondering whether he had what it took. His dreadful relationship with Mrs. Merkel, he never forgave her for besting him in an intra-CDU power struggle 2 decades ago, worried many who appreciated her talent at winning elections. He has sometimes seemed unsure whether he wanted the top job. Yet Mr. Merz has silenced the doubters, at least for now. He has diligently worked to win over the CDU's moderate or social wing while stamping his brand of crunchy conservatism on the party. As old as he is able to learn from his mistakes, says Johann Wadefuhl, a senior CDU MP. In May, Mr. Merz was re-elected CDU leader by nearly 90% of party delegates. Mr. Merz's bombastic style, his speeches are punctuated by both physical and rhetorical jabs, contrasts with Mr. Scholz's reticence. He has hammered the government on everything from its spending plans to what he considers its halting support for Ukraine. In recent weeks, he has been especially strident on irregular migration following the murder of 3 Germans by a Syrian asylum seeker who had evaded a deportation order. Having found receptive ears for that message, Mr. Merz will surely stick to it as the election approaches, even if he insists that his campaign priority will be Germany's faltering economic performance. The SPD relishes the fight. Mr. Scholz will portray his opponent as a reckless, out-of-touch sort who will slash pensions and undermine workers' rights. He will also hope to goad him into a hot-tempered remark or two in the heat of the campaign. Mr. Merz struggles especially with female and younger voters. Although the SPD's ratings are dismal, for now voters seem no more keen on either man as Chancellor. A big plurality would prefer neither of them. Yet without an unpopular record to defend, Mr. Merz is in a better position than his rival. Indeed, Mr. Scholz's own candidacy is not even assured. Should the SPD fail to take first place at an election in Brandenburg, another eastern state, on September 22nd, some in the party will call for the Chancellor to make way for new blood. Mr. Merz's position is more secure. Having won over his party and now the Bavarians, his biggest challenge awaits: to convert himself in voters' eyes from an opposition leader to a Chancellor in waiting.